Alexina, you said that the children would work on the churning. What else were the children expected
to do
when you were growing up?
And work in the field.
How about housework?
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
What kind of housework?
Well, make beds, make up the beds, sweep the floor, do anything was to do in the house, you know, such as to keep house, wash the dishes. Mm-hmm. Had to wash dishes for us children did, because we had to sink, you know, washing the
room.
Right.
Yeah.
I could see all that run out the back, you know. But
when somebody washed the dishes, and then after you get the soap off, then you have to.
You rinse them with hot water. You heat your water.
And then where did that run off to?
Run down the sink.
Uh huh.
The sink. That was in whenever I was a boy growing up. You know, before that, of course, I don't even have no such as that. I don't know. But.
Well, did you all have running water in the kitchen when you were growing up?
Well, our last days we did, but our way back we didn't. No, we just had a well, you know, mm-hmm. well in the yard, and the edge of the porch. Had to draw your water out the well, mm-hmm. heat it over the wood stove, you know, uh-huh. had any hot water. You had to take a bath and then you had to heat your water that way, you know, heat it. And that's the only way you could.
Well, I'm sort of mine.
Huh?
That's all I should have
mind
working off
today. But people back then didn't have no hot water heaters or gas or electric, nothing like that. You had to, if they had.
You mean you couldn't just turn on the
spigot?
Yeah.
No, there wasn't no such thing as pipelines or nothing like that. If you want any water hit, you had to draw it out of the well and heat it over your stove, you know.
Mm-hmm.
With wood stove. That's the only way you had it now. Mama in her last days, she had a range stove and had a reservoir on the side and heat water there.
Uh-huh. You said now that the children, one of the things that the children were expected to do was make up the bed.
Keep house.
Well, was there any kind of cover over the bed, you know, when you made up the bed? Make the sheets up and then. Was there a quilt or a spread? Or
yes, ma'am. Spreads.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. Had spreads over. Sheets and spreads. And,
yep.
Of course, you know back then, and all get under three or four quilts at night if it's cold, and you have them for warmth, you know.
Uh-huh. And what kind of things did you have to put your heads on?
Head.
Yeah.
Pillow.
Uh huh. And did your mother make the covers? For those?
Oh, that spread?
No, I mean for the pillows.
Yes, ma'am, I reckon so. I don't know about that.
Uh-huh.
I reckon she did make those pillows. I don't know about it. I imagine she did.
Uh-huh. Well, did they have cases on? Do you remember these?
What you mean, the pillars?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. They'd be made out of what they call like a mattress tick or something. The pillars would.
Uh-huh.
Like you see them at any of these Cresses, any 10-cent store now, you know, they'd be in a pillowcase, you know. But now she'd make cases to slip over them, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then put them in bed.
Mm-hmm.
That was what we had then. And
what did you all call those? Did you call them pillow slips or pillowcases?
Pillow slips.
Pillow slips.
I reckon you thought.
Did you have, let's see, now you described the porches on the house. Did you all, was there a place up in the top part of the house, just under the roof, where you might store things or something like that, you know?
No, ma'am, we didn't have no two-story, nothing like that, overhead, I mean.